from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Chris, Mad Dog, Russo.
You guys are the best. The both of you.
Afternoons on The Score.
Would you go see Daredevil?
Which one is that now?
That's Ben Affleck's new movie about the guy who's a blind crime fighter who turns into Daredevil.
True story.
I don't know, every single time, it's so good. Mad Dog, you know, the guy gives a lot of opinions. Guy's nickname is Mad Dog. He's going to be out there. He's going to say some things. He's
43 years.
Radio Hall of Famer. He's having this renaissance on First Take. Just re-signed at Sirius. He got his own channel.
Loves our work.
Loves our work.
Big fan of our Mike and the Mad Dog stuff.
Absolutely. So, you know, he's had some things this week. Like, you know, Billy Bean. Tragic story, passed away from cancer.
The 60-year-old former ball player, openly gay and an advocate and an administrative person within Major League Baseball.
Or?
Wow. Was he? The word that we're getting right now is that the general manager of the A's, Billy Bean, may have passed away. Wow. Was he ill? Wasn't aware of this. I mean, he's not that old. Jeez, was it sudden? We'll see if we can get some information. Wow, that is a terrible story. With Billy Bean of the A's, I don't know anything about it. This is the first I've heard. You know, he's an historic general manager on a team that, you know, he built very good teams with not a lot to work with financially. The movie, of course, with Brad Pitt, he's probably no more than 62 or 3. 60. Wow.
No.
Leukemia.
No.
That's a terrible story. So Billy Bean of the A's. Now, had he taken a leave of absence in the last whatever it might be? I didn't even know. I'm sure his cohorts in the sport knew. You know, he's very close to Cashman, so I'm sure Brian knew. I didn't know if anybody in baseball knew. I didn't hear any of this, and I'm on the baseball channel every day, or thereabouts. So that's a terrible story of Billy Bean.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Let me read it to you.
Can someone help him out, please?
Billy fought an heroic year-long battle with acute leukemia. That's the wrong Billy Bean.
No, that's the right one.
That's not the Billy Bean from the A's. Last 10 years, Billy worked passionately and tirelessly with MLB and all 30 clubs, focusing on player education. He played a 10-year playing career with six teams. That's the different Billy Bean. Still a terrible story.
That's the wrong Billy Bean. No, you had the wrong Billy Bean. For the record, that's the correct one that passed away tragically. The other one was the wrong one. That's the one that you had.
His producers, man. Someone help him
out.
We
were just talking about that. Are they awful or awesome?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, God. If they knew?
Yes. Yes, they might be both.
Have you ever let us go for a while knowing that we were wrong on something?
Ridiculous question.
Yeah, all the time.
Fight Club.
Yeah, all the time.
Rest in peace, Louis Anderson.
I know, Danny killed the wrong Louis Anderson.
But the thing is, this is the thing about Mad Dog.
Got to be another one.
He just keeps going. Today, the target, Jerry Reinsdorf.
I've been on the radio for 43 years. You think I've won more than six rating books? Go look it up. Enough already. You gotta do better than this. This is and remember, I know he won 6 championships with the Bulls. He can thank Rod Thorne for that, because Thorne drafted Jordan because Portland drafted Sam Bowie before that. And if it wasn't for Thorne, before he owned the team, they never would have won anything. Because Jordan's the reason they won the 6, not because of Jerry Krause, because of Jordan and Thorne, who drafted Jordan. Simple as that. So if you look at it from that standpoint, you can make an argument the last 80-something years, they've done nothing combined for Jerry. I mean, Jerry, I don't want to hear from Chris Getz at 12:30. I'm not interested. Because you are the owner. You own the team. You have not had a lot of success. I understand you won a championship. Hallelujah. I understand that. But 40-something years with 6 postseasons is not good enough, with no playoff series wins in any of the years except the year you won it. How about you standing up there today and say, you know what? This is embarrassing. We can't have a professional baseball team that's not an expansion team in this market winning 28 games. That is all there is to it. With a 21-game losing streak on top of a 15-game losing streak before that this year. You got to take responsibility. That's what professional sports is about.
Wow.
See, the guy still has his fastball.
That's really good stuff.
He still has his fastball.
Is that true? They have never won a playoff series except for the year they won the World Series? That's quite something. So 93 when they lost the ALCS, we were still pre-wild card? Yeah, I think we were. So they've never won a playoff series other than the year they won the World Series.
Seems impossible.
It does.
They've been around a long time.
A long time.
That seems impossible. Well, all right. So, you know, that's the good and the bad, maybe, of dog?
The good and the bad of the dog.
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
I enjoy the bad more than the good.
Yeah, me too. They were both solid, though.
Yeah, they were.
Dave Wannstedt has football thoughts, as always. How frustrated would he be with Nate Davis? How would he approach the preseason? If he could choose one position to be invisible, which one would be the most advantageous to a football team? Things like that with Coach next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.